The Vikings this week said goodbye to Mankato and training camp for the 51st time in team history. A normal ritual in the month of August to head north on Highway 169. A clear sign that the regular season continues to get closer and closer by the day.
You know, there's always a lot more things you want to do, but I think we hit all the situations that we need to hit. It's nice to have a veteran team. Even though we're so young, I think it's nice to have a veteran team that can kind of, have some recall as we continue to go forward.
Training camps bring out the best in players as the intensity is high, with 90 players fighting for 53 jobs. A time of the year to get away from the day-to-day life and focus solely on football and coming together as a team. But this year's training camp was shorter than normal, due in part to the team spending two extra days in Cincinnati this week, a rare opportunity to go head-to-head with another team and match up with someone not wearing purple.
This year, Coach Zimmer felt it would be good to go down to Cincinnati to scrimmage against a very good football team, a playoff caliber team. He's very familiar with that team, and so it gives us a little bit of a test on where we're at as a football team, because sometimes that'll break up the monotony of camp and you get to go ahead and compete against another team, against other players.
You go against your offense all spring and then you go against them all camp. So it's good to kind of change it up. It also, hopefully will kind of heighten the level of competition when you go practice against another team. It's good to go against someone different. You're going against the same guys, you kind of, you learn their moves, their techniques, or, things that they do. A good way for us to improve and try to work on the things we need to work on.
Playing against a different team definitely brings up the intensity level for all players who were excited to see a different jersey on the other side of the ball. An opportunity to match up and practice against one of the top teams in the NFL.
Got a lot of work done. It's nice and hot out here both days, so that was good. Marvin's a great friend of mine. We got the utmost respect for Cincinnati and the Browns. And I think we got a lot of good work done. We got some situation stuff in. We got the pass rush against other people. We got pass protect against good defensive linemen. I thought Teddy played very well both days. I thought he threw the ball good. It was good. It was good 2 days.
No, we wanted to make sure that we got the best out of these two days of practice. Talking about practicing against a team that was 12-4 last year. You get a different feel for a different opponent. In training camp, you're only going against your defense, and to come out and go against an unfamiliar opponent, team we won't face in the regular season, we haven't faced in the regular season. It was good. You get some different looks. It makes it like a game. You have to adjust to things that you're not used to seeing. So that's the biggest thing, being able to adjust on the fly. I think our guys did a great job with just handling what was thrown at us.
Seeing an opposing uniform for the first time in 2016 means only one thing. The season is getting closer and closer. With two practices this week in Cincinnati and the preseason opener against the Bengals on Friday night, camp is now in the past. A crucial four-week stretch of finalizing a roster, filling out a depth chart, and being ready to play in game one of the 2016 season.
Well, it's time to grind. It's that football season. This is all the hard work. You get to the season, it's hard work, but it's fun work because you get rewarded at the end. You get rewarded with a game on Sunday to be able to go out there and put a good show on for the fans. And, we need to win some games. We can't think about last year. We got to prepare and think about this year and what we got to do this year.
This could be the first step towards bringing Minnesota's first ever championship here. So I think that's the one thing you got to keep in your mind every single day, is that we have a team around here that has an opportunity to make a lot of things happen in this organization that hasn't happened before. So you got to keep that mental attitude and you got to keep moving forward.
Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink. Head deep in the heart of Texas with Adrian Peterson as the former MVP once again delivers to his hometown. Plus, a rookie on the Vikings roster is another example of the continued popularity and reach for the game of football. And up next, see why the organization is once again breaking ground with a brand new construction project. That's next on Vikings Beyond the